And so where you're at, just in your own way before him, would you just spend a few moments worshiping him, telling him why he is good, how he is good, praising him for his power, for his goodness, however he would lead you. Take a few moments just to personal worship of God. Father, you are a good father. You are exceedingly kind, compassionate. Your love is perfect. You are all powerful. Everything that needs to be done, you have the power to do it. We worship you this morning. Now take a moment just to posture yourself in a place of surrender, for his kingdom to come and will to be done, that what he wants done will be done. Yes, Father, not our will, but yours. Not our plans, not our ideas, but ultimately yours. So now take a few moments just to give thanks to him for the ways he has provided for you, for any ways he has shown his power and his goodness and his love to you. Give him thanks for a moment. We thank you, Father, for the provision of our needs. We thank you for Jesus, our Savior, our Sanctifier, our Healer, and our coming King. We're thankful for the ways that you have met us in our joys and in our deepest sorrows, for the ways that you have been faithful to us. We thank you that you've never left us, you've never forsaken us, and never will. Thank you for answered prayer. And thank you that you hear us. And so now come before him with that need, postured in a place of humility, but also coming before him boldly in faith, asking him, bring that need to him this morning. So now just take a moment to listen. Jesus, is there anything about that need that we have brought to you that you would like to say to us? Any ways to act in obedience, to respond to you? Any motives that may be in need of correction? Any perspective we may need? Any answer, even now, that you would want to give? Jesus, we believe you speak. Be free to speak by your Spirit. And now in faith and in belief that he has heard and is at work in your need, simply give him thanks for what he will do. Yes, Father, we do thank you. Thank you for the privilege to approach your throne of grace for help in our time of need. We give you thanks and praise and glory for what you will do. You are an unstoppable God. And so we do say yes to what you wanting done, being done for your glory, we pray. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, our great high priest. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to take whatever.